Jeff, first of all, thanks for being here today.
Hey, great to be here. Glad to get the opportunity to give you an update on what's going on around town.
Yeah, we're talking a little bit about some of the public works projects. Obviously, people driving around Knoxville have seen quite a bit of activity going on construction-wise for one reason or another. Let's first start with the West Area project on Marion Street. How is progress going on that one so far? I know that's the big one this year.
Well, that's the one we're finishing up. That's actually a fairly long project that started in 2009, 2010. Started clear down on Madison Street and it's working its way up. We have done the mainline paving on Henry and Marion Street. They're out there working on putting the intersections in and driveways. Tent is by August 1st, all that will be open back up and then the public will be able to get back in their driveways and pass through that area. With the Nationals, the contractor will have a mandatory shutdown where from August 1st to August 13th, there will be no work going on that project. I think the big one that people will notice is August 13th, Monday after Nationals. Pleasant Street will be closed down from McKinley to Highway 14 and again on the west side of Highway 14. Highway 14 itself will remain open at all times. All work crossing under Highway 14 will be bored so that we can maintain traffic flow. But you won't be able to go east or west there at Pleasant Street. You're going to have to work your way around to get in and out of town.
All right. Well, we'll keep our eyes on that. Also, the city paving project continues to move along this summer as well.
This is one of the biggest city paving projects we've had. This is some of our local option sales tax funds that are being put out there. It just so happened that all these projects kind of ended up together at the end. These were all projects that were being done in-house without engineering. We're taking care of that here. You've seen us down on Madison Street between Roach Street and Highway 14. That's about finished. We have a little bit of work on the east side of Highway 14 up by Madison. Jackson Street between Gebhardt and the frontage road there by Godfather's and the Dollar General store is a project, and it's a good example, I guess, to make people aware of, you know, that was just a true paving project. There were no utility work along with that, so it's gone fairly quick. The west half of that is already done and open to the public, and they're back in there. Then the next week to week and a half, we should have that finished and open back up to public. Again, it will definitely be done before Nationals and make sure that it's available for the public.
And all this work, I imagine, is being done, you know, you don't want any of this construction really going on too much during Nationals.
No, we will have some going on. Like I said, typically our city paving contract has been anywhere from $100,000 to $150,000. We have about $700,000 worth of patching going on at this time. In addition to the Madison Street and Jackson I've talked about, and the Kading Addition out around the hospital, between Highway 14 and Park Lane, between Madison and Howard Street, we'll be doing all kinds of patching in that area. We've also got about $80,000 worth of patching that we'll be doing on Larson and Jackson this year. Westridge area is the last part of our local option sales tax funding for projects. We'll be, like I said, Larson and Jackson this year, going as far as we can with the dollars we have available. And then there's another $140,000, $150,000 in the budget next year to get some of the internal roads and finish up the rest of the patching out in the Westridge area. And of course, and that's in addition to just the typical patching we have going on, fixing some known bad spots and responding to pavement blowups. Heat has caused 4 pavement blowups here in town this year. We had one down there on Robinson Street, right by the football stadium. That was done in about a 24-hour period. We had another patch down on East Robinson. It required an asphalt overlay. It took a little bit longer, but again, it is open to traffic. We had a blowup up on Rock Island, just on the south side of Hy-Vee. That's been taken care of and put back into service. And then the final blow-up was up on Grant Street, just north of Middle Street. And all those have been taken care of.
And I guess the other thing, too, that you guys have always been working on all summer long, and people may not notice unless it's directly in front of their house, but the sidewalk project continues to go along as well.
Yes, we continue with that. We were making good progress on that over the last few years. The whole west side of the town, south of Main Street, has been finished. We're finished the whole southeast part of town now. We're working through the middle part of town. Move over into the east part of town, north of Main Street and south of railroad tracks, and start working our way towards the west as far as the dollars are available this year. And then we have another sidewalk, big sidewalk program next year to try to finish up what's out there. We've also finished an area up on the north side of town early in the process, and that's between Jackson and Rock Island and between Roach Street and Grant Street. All those sidewalks have been done. So we'll finish everything up on the west side of town, hopefully in the next year and a half here.
And kind of to wrap things up, you guys moved downstairs now at City Hall. People that come in may notice a little bit of difference. You guys got a little bit more spacious office down here for the Public Works Department.
Yes, we're doing some remodeling upstairs. We're going to change the upstairs a little bit. We used to have this rented out downstairs. It's some space that's available. Fortunate enough that we went from a couple rooms upstairs to the this portion of the basement down here that's given us a lot more room to spread out and get some of our files in order. We're not quite there yet. We're still in the moving process. Some boxes sitting around, but we're getting there, and it's going to be a nice change for us.
Also noticeably cooler in the summer here.
Yes, so I think we have the best end of that deal this summer.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
You bet. Thank you.